This is our devotional commentary for Job chapter 15. I'm Pastor Doug Corlew. Welcome to the Abide Podcast, where we daily begin with the reading of God's Word. Then Eliphaz the Temanite answered and said, "Should a wise man answer with windy knowledge and fill his belly with the east wind? Should he argue in unprofitable talk or in words with which he can do no good? But you are doing away with the fear of God and hindering meditation before God. For your iniquity teaches your mouth, and you choose the tongue of the crafty. Your own mouth condemns you, and not I. Your own lips testify against you. Are you the first man who was born? Or were you brought forth before the hills? Have you listened in the counsel of God? And do you limit wisdom to yourself? What do you know that we do not know? What do you understand that is not clear to us? Both the gray-haired and the aged are among us, older than your father. Are the comforts of God too small for you, or the word that deals gently with you? Why does your heart carry you away, and why do your eyes flash that you turn your spirit against God and bring such words out of your mouth? What is man that he can be pure? Or he who is born of a woman, that he can be righteous? Behold, God puts no trust in his holy ones, and the heavens are not pure in his sight. How much less one who is abominable and corrupt, a man who drinks injustice like water? I will show you, hear me, and what I have seen I will declare, what wise men have told, without hiding it from their fathers, to whom alone the land was given, and no stranger passed among them. The wicked man writhed in pain all his days, through all the years that are laid up for the ruthless. Dreadful sounds are in his ears. In prosperity, the destroyer will come upon him. He does not believe that he will return out of darkness, and he is marked for the sword. He wanders abroad for bread, saying, 'Where is it?' He knows that a day of darkness is ready at his hand. Distress and anguish terrify him. They prevail against him like a king ready for battle. Because he has stretched out his hand against God and defies the Almighty, running stubbornly against him with a thickly bossed shield. Because he has covered his face with his fat and gathered fat upon his waist, and has lived in desolate cities, in houses that none should inhabit, which were ready to become heaps of ruins. He will not be rich, and his wealth will not endure, nor will his possessions spread over the earth. He will not depart from darkness. The flame will dry up his shoots, and by the breath of his mouth he will depart. Let him not trust in emptiness, deceiving himself, for emptiness will be his payment. It will be paid in full before his time, and his branch will not be green. He will shake off his unripe grape like the vine, and cast off his blossom like the olive tree. For the company of the godless is barren, and fire consumes the tents of bribery. They conceive trouble and give birth to evil, and their womb prepares deceit." In Job 15, we begin the second round of speeches, and Eliphaz is the first to speak, as in the first round. He wasn't impressed by Job's long and significant speech, which ended round 1, in chapters 12 through 14. And he's not subtle about saying so. The sympathetic Eliphaz of chapter 4 is gone. Now we have a much angrier and hostile Eliphaz. From his perspective, Job has been spouting a lot of hot air. It may have been disguised as knowledge, but it was just wind blowing around, helping no one and accomplishing nothing. Verses 1 through 3. Even worse, Job's speech has the effect of undermining religion and hindering devotion to God. If Job's ideas catch on, Eliphaz worries, all incentives for righteousness would be removed, Why be virtuous if blessing doesn't follow? Why restrain yourself from sin if God's curse won't be upon you? Eliphaz thinks he knows why Job talks like this. Your iniquity teaches your mouth. Job must be guilty, for he's trying to cover something up. Verses 4 through 6. Is it possible Job knows something about the ways of God that nobody else knows? Eliphaz highly doubts it. He thinks that Job is like the soldier who is out of step but claims everyone else is out of step. Job has no monopoly on wisdom. He has insisted that his experience is equal to theirs, but Eliphaz sarcastically replies, "Are you the first man who was born, or were you brought forth before the hills?" The majority of older and wiser men are in agreement with Eliphaz, not Job. Listen to your elders, Job. Verses 7 through 10. Then Eliphaz changes his approach, saying, in effect, "I feel hurt by how you have reacted to us. We have come to bring the word that deals gently with you. But you are not grateful for this. We share the comforts of God, but you would rather justify yourself before him. Why are you so angry anyway?" Verses 11 through 13. "And why do you still maintain you are innocent when God is so holy that even heaven itself is not pure in his eyes? Admit it. Doing wrong is not something you do on a bad day. It's something you do every day." Verses 14 through 16. Eliphaz continues with a vivid description of the miseries experienced by an anonymous wicked man who suspiciously resembles Job. It's a clever portrait. As Eliphaz focuses on both the subjective fears and objective fate of the wicked man, but not on any particular crimes. This person suffers because he has arrogantly challenged God to a fight, and he's not going to win. In his prosperity, he thought he was secure. But it was only the calm before the storm. Eventually, God's justice hunts him down, exposing his evil. Verses 17 through 35. Thanks for listening to the Abide Podcast. For more information about Summit Church of Alta, go to summitefc.com. And I'll meet you again next time as we abide, living daily in